Reading is for everyone. The Macomb Library for the Blind and Print Disabled at CMPL Fall 2023 Newsletter. Equipment accessories from NLS. Did you know that qualified NLS patrons who are hard of hearing, as certified by an audiologist or physician, can request a high-volume digital talking book machine, DTBM, and stereo headphones at no cost? NLS also provides for free a breath switch compatible with both standard and advanced DTBMs. It is intended for those who are unable to use the buttons on a DTBM. The USB breath switch provides control of all functions of the DTBM using sip and puff actions. It comes with a shirt clip, removable mouth tube, and inline moisture filter. To request a high volume DTBM or breath switch, contact us at 586-286-1580. Desktop magnifier for purchase. If you are in the market to purchase a Topaz desktop magnifier, please call Gloria at 586-383-0136. Lyons Blind Low Vision Outreach Committee of District 11-1A. The Lyons Outreach Committee has used assistive technology that they can offer to you at no charge through their recycle program. They have a variety of magnifiers and items for daily tasks for blind and low vision users. If they do not have what you need, they can help look for it or direct you to other recycling programs. Items will be distributed through your local Lions Club. For information, contact Kathy McAdam at 313-563-1412 or email mcmcadam@gmail.com. The Macomb Library for the Blind phone number 586-286-1580 or toll free 855-203-5274. Our email address mlbpd@cmpl.org. Our website www.cmpl.org/mlbpd. Staff is available Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Leave a message after 5 p.m. and we will return your call as soon as possible. You can also find us on Facebook, www.facebook.com/mlbpdatcmpl. Technology questions. Technology can be frustrating at best and downright impossible to deal with at its worst. Our technology tutor, Marie, may be able to get you on the right path. If you have issues dealing with a Windows-based computer, need ideas to make your computer more adaptable, or have a question about your iPad, iPod, or iPhone, we will make an appointment for you with Marie so you can talk with her over the phone or meet with her in person at our library. Please call the library at 586-286-1580. For more details. Vision Network Group by phone. We encourage you to join our Vision Network Group by phone. This is an informal meeting of patrons with vision issues and/or their caregivers to talk about challenges one can face when vision is compromised. Bring your vision questions to the phone call or just listen to the conversation. You might just receive the support you are seeking and realize you are not alone. The group meets on the third Monday of every month from 10 a.m. until 11:30 a.m. Call 607-374-1189 and enter the access code 465124, followed by the pound sign. When prompted, just before 10 a.m., to be placed into the conference call. For further information on the group, please call the library at 586-286-1580. National Library Service connects with you. NLS features programming for patrons throughout the year. Patron Corner, presented the second Monday of the third month of the quarter, shares specific information of interest to patrons regarding an announced topic. To learn more about the next Patron Corner, visit https://www.loc.gov/nls/about/services/patron-corner for details. NLS hosts a monthly online event that covers one aspect of BARD, Braille and Audio Reading Download Service, on the second Thursday of the month at 7 p.m. If you would like to get information about attending or would like to catch up on previous episodes, visit the Many Faces of BARD page, https://www.loc.gov/nls/about/services/many-faces-of-bard. Macomb Blind Bowlers. The Macomb Blind Bowlers are always looking for legally blind bowlers as well as sighted bowlers / scorekeepers. Our bowling season runs from September till mid-May every Wednesday at Fraser Star Lanes. If you know of anyone that is legally blind or a sighted bowler scorekeeper that is interested in joining us or have other questions, feel free to call Carla at 586-465-2338. Kathy's Choice. My title suggestions for this newsletter come from the Animals and Nature Fiction subject category. Both books are rich in storytelling and character development while blended with enough factual information to leave me full of enjoyment and new information. The first recommendation is Horse by Geraldine Brooks. The author has used three time periods and several secondary characters to create a novel based on the true story of the record-breaking racehorse Lexington. In 1850, Kentucky, an enslaved groom named Jarrett and the bay foal in his care break racing records across the South. There is also an itinerant painter who makes a name for himself on paintings of the now famous horse. The second setting is 1954 New York City, where Martha Jackson, a gallery owner, becomes obsessed with a 19th century equestrian oil painting of unknown value. The most recent setting for this story is 2019 Washington, D.C. Here, we meet Jess, an Australian Smithsonian scientist studying the horse's bones, and Theo, a Nigerian-American art historian interested in uncovering the lost history of the black horsemen who were critical to the horse's success. I really enjoyed this journey through time, the art world, and science as I interacted with each of the characters. DB108556, unrated, also available in large print. My second recommendation is Remarkably Bright Creatures by Shelby Van Pelt. The author grew up in the Pacific Northwest and has created Sowell Bay, a fictional small town in northern Washington. Her story is about elderly Tova Sullivan and her unlikely connection with a giant Pacific octopus living at the aquarium where she works the night shift. Tova and the octopus Marcellus are just the beginning of a cast of very likable characters who make up this story. Tova and Marcellus's first encounter occurs when she discovers him after he has escaped his tank. Though he loves to escape and find delicacies outside, she saved him from certain death. How he manages to escape is just one of the talents you learn about this remarkable, bright creature. There are even short chapters interspersed in the narrative told from his perspective, which adds a fanciful element to Marcellus. The other characters who come into the story will either fill in the backstory of these two or come to be part of their present and/or future. I loved this book. It was full of quotable thoughts and a heartwarming theme of love, loss, and newfound love. If you choose this book, I guarantee that you will see that the world can be full of remarkable, bright creatures. DB107924, Some Strong Language, also available in large print. A Minute with Marie. We have wrapped up another successful summer program at the Macomb Library for the Blind and Print Disabled. Our guests included an occupational therapist, an orientation and mobility instructor, Smart Bus to discuss new transportation options, and a chat with the former president of a prominent blind organization in Michigan. We also showed a movie with audio description and popcorn. There are excellent volunteers that staff each session, so there's always someone available to assist with materials or general navigation. There is no need for your driver to stay at the session with you, although they are more than welcome to do so. We are already planning for next summer, and one of the things we would like to do is to advise our interested patrons of the upcoming summer program sessions via email. The program takes place two times per month during June, July, and August at the Clinton Macomb Public Library. Everyone is welcome. You do not have to sign up for emails to attend the sessions. Patrons that sign up will receive an email in May with a list of upcoming speakers and dates, and will also receive an updated email a week or so before each session. This will allow you to arrange your transportation with confidence. If you would like to receive these emails, please send an email to mlbpd@cmpl.org with the subject line of Summer Program. Our speakers generally talk for about an hour, leaving plenty of time for questions and discussion. We hope you will join us for the sessions next summer. Come on in and make new friends and learn something interesting in the process. We meet at the Clinton Macomb Public Library at 40900 Romeo Plank Road, Clinton Township, on the second and fourth Tuesdays in June, July, and August from 10 a.m. till noon. Reader Recommendations. Catherine Cameron recommends Life on the Mississippi by Rinker Buck. Buck returns to chronicle his latest incredible adventure, building a wooden flatboat from the bygone era of the early 1800s and journeying down the Mississippi River to New Orleans. A modern-day Huck Finn, Buck steers his fragile wooden craft through narrow channels dominated by massive cargo barges, rescues his first mate gone overboard, sails blindly through fog, breaks his ribs not once but twice, and camps every night on sandbars, remote islands, and steep levees, a richly satisfying work of history that brings to life a lost era. Catherine says that although it is a slow read due to very good detailing of the rivers, it is extremely interesting and sometimes humorous too. 15 hours, 29 minutes, DB 110107. Also available in large print. The book, Life on the Mississippi. Lois Smith recommends Boys from Biloxi by John Grisham. Keith Rudy and Hugh Melko grew up in Biloxi in the 60s and were childhood friends, but as teenagers, their lives took them in different directions. Keith's father became a legendary prosecutor, determined to clean up the coast. Hugh's father became the boss of Biloxi's criminal underground. Keith went to law school and followed in his father's footsteps. Hugh preferred the nightlife and worked in his father's clubs. The two families were headed for a showdown. Life itself hangs in the balance. Lois notes that this is one of the best Grisham books she's ever read. 17 hours, 25 minutes, DB 110627. Also available in large print. The book again, Boys from Biloxi. Nancy Paul recommends The Wind Dancer Trilogy by Iris Johansson. This sweeping saga starts in 1500s Italy, goes through the French Revolution, and ends in the 1990s. Start with Book 1, Wind Dancer. Italy, early 1500s. Lionello Andreas, Lord of Mandara, must recover a stolen family artifact, the legendary Wind Dancer statue. To get it back, he exploits the talents of a newly purchased slave girl, an accomplished pickpocket. Explicit descriptions of sex. Nancy says this trilogy is very interesting and extremely entertaining. 12 hours, 35 minutes. DB 55741. Follow this book with Book 2, Storm Winds, DB 55742, and Book 3, Reap the Wind, DB 55743. Carla Fields recommends the time travel series Chronicles of St. Mary's by Jodie Taylor. Start with DB 89592, which contains the first three novels in the series. It seems like nothing can go right for Max and her fellow historians. The team confronts a mirror-stealing Isaac Newton and later witnesses how the ancient and bizarre cheese-rolling ceremony in Gloucester can result in CBC, concussion by cheese. Finally, Max makes her long-awaited jump to Bronze Age Troy, only for it to end in personal catastrophe. Violence, strong language, and some explicit descriptions of sex. Carla loves this series. The characters are interesting, and the aspect of looking at different time periods and learning about them is fascinating. 28 hours and 55 minutes for all three novels on one cartridge. DB 89592. Follow this up with books 4 through 6 on DB 89828. Rita Taylor recommends Greatest Salesman in the World by Og Mandino. The secrets of salesmanship and successful living are illuminated in the story of Hafid, a lowly camel boy of 2,000 years ago who used the ancient scrolls of wisdom to become the greatest salesman in the world. Rita feels this book imparts an amazing message. It is so wonderful and an inspiring book. 2 hours, 12 minutes. DB 18023. The book, The Greatest Salesman in the World. Phyllis Gramza has several reader recommendations for our patrons. The first is Arriving Today by Christopher Mims. Mims reveals a world where the only thing moving faster than goods in an Amazon warehouse is the rate at which an entire industry is being gutted and rebuilt by innovation and mass shifts in human labor practices. He goes behind the scenes to uncover the paradoxes in this shift, to explore how the promise of arriving today is fulfilled. The scope of such large-scale innovation and expended energy is equal parts inspiring, enlightening, and horrifying. Unrated. Phyllis notes that this is an amazing book. If you buy from Amazon, this book is going to make you feel uncomfortable. You will ask yourself, do you really want it today or overnight? Well written, and you will receive the author's message. 11 hours, 27 minutes, DB 108219. The book, Arriving Today. Walking the Americas by Levinson Wood. British explorer recounts his travels by foot from the Yucatan in Mexico through Central and South America to Colombia, describes people he meets, including indigenous tribes, refugees, and revolutionaries, discusses the history of the land and challenges he faced. Unrated. Phyllis says, this is an interesting book which has a sidebar about people who trek from South America to the U.S. to find a better life. To understand what a horrible and dangerous trip this is to make, you would need to do what the author did. 8 hours, 36 minutes, DB 95893. The book, Walking the Americas. At the Macomb Library for the Blind, we try to inform our patrons of the different materials we have to offer, such as audio magazines and audio-described movies. In that light, Phyllis would like to share with you a magazine and two movie recommendations. Phyllis enjoys receiving The New Yorker magazine on audio cartridge. She says it has very interesting articles in it, along with short stories and book reviews. Phyllis also recommends the following two movies. Breathe, starring Andrew Garfield and Claire Foy. This is a biographical movie about Robin Cavendish, who contracted polio in his late 20s and became paralyzed from the neck down. Despite this, he lived an active life and became an advocate for people with disabilities. Phyllis says one does not seem to find movies like this anymore as to its topic. A well-done film. DV01007. The movie, Breathe. Land, starring Robin Wright. The following synopsis is from imbd.com. Edie, in the aftermath of an unfathomable event, finds herself unable to stay connected to the world and retreats to the wilds of the Rockies. After a local hunter brings her back from the brink of death, she must find a way to live again. Phyllis felt this was a simple, beautiful film, a human film. The situation is not hard to understand. It makes you feel that people are good. D.V. 01233. The movie, Land. Wi-Fi hotspot by mail lending program. MLBPD patrons can now check out a Wi-Fi hotspot and have it mailed to their home for free. What is a Wi-Fi hotspot? It is a portable device that connects your mobile devices such as smartphones, tablets, and laptops to the internet. How does it work? A Wi-Fi hotspot uses wireless data from a cellular provider to create a Wi-Fi signal that connects your mobile device to the internet. Is it right for me? If you have a smartphone, tablet, or laptop but currently don't have internet service, then a Wi-Fi hotspot might be right for you. How do I use it? Step-by-step instructions in large type will be mailed with the Wi-Fi hotspot to your home. MLBPD staff can also be contacted by phone to help you with the Wi-Fi hotspot. How do I request a Wi-Fi hotspot? Patrons can call the library to request a Wi-Fi hotspot to be mailed to their home. Wi-Fi hotspots have a 3-week lending period. It will arrive boxed and inside a Canvas mail bag via regular mail. When your due date approaches, please mail the hotspot back to the library using the same box and Canvas bag. For more information about the Wi-Fi hotspot by mail lending program, please contact us at 586-286-1580 or email us at mlbpd@cmpl.org. Book discussion group. Our book group meets by phone the first Monday of every month, except when a holiday falls on that Monday. We discuss a different book each month, which we send you several weeks prior to the discussion. The following titles are planned for the months ahead. October 2nd, My Name is Lucy Barton by Elizabeth Strout, DB 83379, also available in large print. November 6th, When Time Stopped by Ariana Newman, DB 98842, also available in large print. December 4th, Kindred by Octavia Butler, DB 16072. January 8th, Angela's Ashes by Frank McCourt, DB 42805. Also available in large print. I Can Connect. I Can Connect is a national program with local contacts to help people stay connected with friends, family, their community, and the world. I Can Connect provides free equipment and training to people with both significant vision and hearing loss who meet disability and income guidelines. Perkins School for the Blind administers the I Can Connect program and works with Deaf Can to provide in-state service. People eligible for I Can Connect receive an assessment to identify solutions to support their distance communication goals. Then, participants are provided equipment and training that meets their needs. Examples include smartphones, tablets, computers, and braille devices. See how I Can Connect is helping people with both significant vision and hearing loss to stay connected. Contact Marcy Colton at 248-332-3331 with questions about applying in Michigan. MLBPD does not endorse any services or websites outside of its own library that may be referred to in this newsletter. Please call the MLBPD for your questions and comments at 586-286-1580 or toll free 855-203-5274. Macomb Library for the Blind and Print Disabled is a public service of Macomb County. We are located at 40900 Romeo Plank Road, Clinton Township, Michigan, 48038. This concludes our Fall 2023 newsletter. Please return this cartridge in the mail to the library so that we may reuse it for our next issue. Thank you.